Working from home can be lonely or full of distractions, and taking a laptop or a tablet to the local coffee shop has drawbacks too. Now, Cowork Buffalo is offering a solution by inviting telecommuters to gather together in one office space. As the Innovation Trail's Daniel Robison reports, organizers are trying to forge a sense of community while increasing productivity.
Jim Brandt's young children are out of school and running around his house, which doubles as his office.
It's summer vacation for them, right? So it's not fair to say you have to be totally quiet because dad's working.
As a computer programmer with a job based in Boston, but a family based in Buffalo, Brandt needed a little peace and quiet to get some work done.
It's nice to have a spot downtown where you can come and have it as a base, like a real office.
That base is Cowork Buffalo, a unique office space in the city where Brandt and others can bring in computers, plop down at a desk, and hide from distractions. There's solid Wi-Fi, a great view of downtown Buffalo, and an old wooden phone booth to get some privacy for calls or Skype chats. Cowork co-founder Kevin Purdy says the space is an escape for those used to working at home.
You know, like your home becomes like this office feeling, and you know, you wouldn't sleep over your office if you could avoid it. Work is work, and when I leave it, I'm leaving it because this is where I get work done. Home is where I live.
Anyone can join. For $100 a month, a member can come in all day, every day. Or for drop-ins, it's a flat $10, making it one of the cheapest co-working spaces in the country. But money can't buy the sense of community the space creates, says co-founder Nick Caranto.
And that's something that you would obviously get in an office. Like, you just run over to someone's cube and be like, hey, like, what do you think about this?
And gossip. Let's not forget the
power. Oh, yeah.
The important aspect of gossip in any office.
Cowork has the feel of a dorm lounge. There's scant furniture and quirky wall fixings, like conference name badges placed inside frames from the thrift store. Since opening just 2 months ago, Purdy and Caranto's next goal is to spruce the place up.
College students have one up on us. Like, they already have a couch, and we want one. Like, so
that's the next step for me from here, is making it a little more homey.
It's quiet here, but not library quiet. Many of the dozen working today wear headphones to tune in to a Cowork-specific internet radio station.
It goes from country, or not country, never country, but it moves around a lot in the day. Like, the other day, we were on a weird reggae kick.
And there are rituals. Purdy walks over to a large beaker you'd find in a science lab, sitting next to a small digital scale and an airtight jar of coffee beans.
I'm aiming for 52 grams. To make about 30 ounces of coffee.
He pours very carefully.
Okay, just a little bit more. It can be a rich roast. A little bit.
Cowork takes its coffee seriously. This meticulous brewing process is part of Cowork's charm. Purdy grinds it by hand now, but thanks to better-than-expected attendance so far, he will soon invest in an electric model.
That's a lot of work, right? It's good. It's good calorie burning if you've been sitting at a keyboard all day, which I am.
Ironically, Cowork actually sits above one of the busiest coffee shops in Buffalo. If Cowork is ever desperate for new members, Purdy jokes, he can just go downstairs and wrangle those he sees working on laptops. He says Cowork's Wi-Fi is definitely better, and the coffee might be. In Buffalo, I'm Daniel Robison for WRVO News.